Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, let's talk about this. The new League of Ireland season has just kicked off, and this year Bohemians will be hoping for success on and off the pitch, because with their new innovative new programme, Bohs are aiming to help the fight against climate change. Listen to this. By giving prisoners in Mountjoy the skills in how to repair solar panels and bicycles. We asked our reporter Ryan Clark to find out all about this. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Jen. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for doing this. Now, Ryan, this isn't the first time we've spoken about Bohs working with Mountjoy Prison. Can you just remind us of the work they already do?
Yeah, so a lot of the work Bohs would do in Mountjoy is through their community volunteer-run foundation, the Bohemian Foundation.
Yeah.
So they do a lot of that work in Mountjoy's progression unit. Now, that's where a lot of the lads who are getting ready for release are living. And a lot of the guys who engage with the most with education and social services and really trying to turn their lives around, they're in there as well. So they would do a lot of their work in there, and the goal of all their initiatives is to kind of to break down barriers between custody and the community. So they do that by bringing people from the community in, and they do that through things like football and comedy workshops and music workshops as well.
Good on them.
Yeah, it really helps to destigmatise the conversation around prison and prisoners. It works both ways. The guys in there feel like they're not kind of forgotten and left to rot away, and the people who come in to work with the prisoners get a real view of who they are, that they're not just these caricatures that you'd read about in the paper or hear about on the radio or on the telly. They're actual real people living there. So the kind of the best example of how powerful this can be to help change lives is a group of ex-prisoners who the foundation worked with in Mountjoy. They went to compete in an international kind of football tournament of ex-prisoners in the Netherlands, and they won the whole thing, and they go back into Mountjoy from time to time, and it really serves as like a positive example of how if you really put your mind to it, you can turn your life around, and like you don't have to continue going back
and
back
rot
to prison.
Away in exactly, prison. Yeah. Okay, so they've worked well in the past together, we know that, but they just seem to always be doing something and progressing, so let's talk about that. Tell me how they're planning to tackle climate change.
So yeah, it's really a product of the pandemic, because like, they weren't able to go in for nearly 2 years.
Yeah.
So they wanted to have a plan in place, so when they were able to go back in and start working in Mountjoy again, they'd have something really big and positive that they could help the prisoners with. And there really isn't anything bigger than climate change at the minute. Like, it's impacting everybody's lives. And for a lot of the guys in Mountjoy, when they went into prison, climate change wasn't really a thing. Like, it might have been a glacier melting thousands of miles away, but now it's really impacting on their families and the communities that they come from, whether it's, you know, through like energy bills are crazy at the minute, and the storms that we get every so often, like it's really coming home to them. And they talk about it a lot in Mountjoy as well. The governor of Mountjoy, who's really kind of welcoming this project, he kind of always mentions that they're in a bubble in there. They don't really know what's going on in the outside world. So Bohs really wanted to put a program in place that would give them skills for when they got out, they would be able to kind of look for jobs in new markets. And to that end, like repairing solar panels and repairing bikes, like if we're serious about climate change, that's where we're going to have to go. And these guys having these skills would be a huge benefit for them. I caught up with the Bohs climate justice officer. His name is Sean McCabe. And he really drove home what Bohs hope the impact of this initiative will be.
Okay, let's have a listen to him. Here we go.
At Bohs, we're constantly trying to figure out ways to bring this new climate initiative to the community. And obviously, part of our community are the lads in Mountjoy Prison. So we've started working with Ruher, a local bike shop, and Mountjoy to begin to plan a green skills program that, once funding is secured, we'll be able to bring to the prison. It's a really exciting opportunity because a lot of these lads, when they went in, climate wasn't an issue. And they're now emerging into a world where it's a dominant force, and it's a determinant of jobs, it's a determinant of the basic reintegration pathways. So we hope that we can bring tangible skills, we can bring conversation about these issues, and hopefully it'll lead to good outcomes. Bohs has a 130-year history of doing stuff like this, so this is nothing new. What we'd love to see is people embracing climate action all around the league, But also then, yes, like any opportunities there are to integrate people back into communities or newly arrived people into the community, all of this is good for the future of our communities, the future of Ireland. And the fact that it's good for the environment as well is just an added bonus.
Absolutely. So when is this kicking off, or has it started, or when's it going to happen?
It's still in the planning stages at the minute, Jen.
Okay.
But the goal of it is to give these guys qualifications, accredited qualifications, so they can go out and get stable employment for themselves, because that is one of the really important things in stopping that chain of reoffending, is being able to have a solid, stable job and being able to provide for your family. That's why I had a chat with Dr. Ian Marder from Maynooth University. He's an assistant professor of criminology. And he said that initiatives like this, they really help people on the outside kind of recognize that the people in prison are part of their community as well. And like, if we lock them up and throw away the key, then we're not doing ourselves any favor, because these guys should be given an opportunity to turn their lives around. And like, we've seen firsthand with the Bohemian Foundation how it's possible for them to turn their backs on crime and really, really knuckle down and, you know, make a positive spin of things.
They must have really missed the foundation during the pandemic, you know, just the outside world coming in and caring about them playing football. Now, I know that some of these people have caused serious crimes and stuff like that, but like you said, and as you know, it was a Jeff Conway who has a master's in criminology said, we need to break that cycle. I mean, to stop them reoffending and this happening again, that's the only way, isn't it?
Yeah,
but they
yeah.
must have really missed that in the 2 years where people mm-hmm. weren't allowed in, and it was just so lovely to hear that foundation had a plan in place. They're like, okay, we haven't been able to get in 2 years, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And tackling climate change is just incredible. We have your last clip here. Who's is this of Jeff?
This is Jeff himself. He's on the board of the Bohemian Foundation as well, and he's a real expert as well in the area of criminology. And he chatted me through how they kind of want to ease people from prison back into the community with this program and how they're going to do it.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Essentially what society, or our society, says to people when you put them in prison is, we don't want you anymore. And that's really hard for anyone to take. And then what we're trying to do is build that self-esteem back up as they come out and say, actually, you can be a productive member of society and you can fit in and you can get on with your life. Some people's circumstances haven't allowed for that in the past. But if we can build a relationship, particularly for lads who are near their end of the time coming back into society, if we can give them real skills and build relationships with the real world or the exterior world. Because it's a frightening place to come out. If you've been a period of time behind bars, you're protected, you have no responsibilities. This program will bring responsibilities back into people's lives and they can take that. And then the support when they come out is really essential, that they have a job to go to or they have some sort of structure, because prison life is really structured. So if you throw that back into a general community, they're going to just go back to their old behaviours. So we're trying to change those behaviours and build new relationships, whether that's a job or, you know, even if it's a sporting team. We become the environment we spend time in, essentially. So if you're around, if you're going into, say, you're involved in the sporting team, you're going into a dressing room with guys and they're electricians, the plumbers, their accountants, their barristers, or whatever that is, that's where you're going to gravitate towards. But if you're going off, or you're going into a pub where you're hanging around streets and lads are involved in drug taking and dealing, that may be the case, well, they're going to be your behaviours going forward. So it's about changing behaviours, changing the environment, whatever that takes, you know, that's where we're trying to come in there and support them.
There we go. Back to tradesmen again. We were talking about tradesmen earlier on, Ryan, and the positives of taking up a trade. And he was just speaking about it there, Jeff Conway. Thank you so much, Ryan, for coming and speaking with us this morning. Really amazing initiative. And please God, it runs its course. And will you let us know how they get on when it starts? We'll get you back in and get an update. There we go. That was our reporter, Ryan Clark, speaking to us there about the new initiative Bohemian Football Club have with Mountjoy, where they hope to prepare prisoners for life on the outside by teaching them practical skills, including how to repair solar panels. Just amazing. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.